It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that can transform the way you experience your entire day, the mindful morning. How you start your day can set the tone for everything that follows. So let's explore how to bring mindfulness into those first waking moments. Let's get started. How you start your morning has a profound impact on the rest of your day. Many of us begin our days rushed, stressed, or on autopilot, jumping straight into emails, social media, or the demands of work and life. But what if, instead, we took the first moments of our day to center ourselves, set an intention, and cultivate a sense of presence? A mindful morning routine can help you start the day grounded, focused, and aligned with your values, setting a positive tone for everything that follows. A mindful morning routine isn't about adding more tasks to your to-do list. It's about consciously choosing how you begin your day. By taking a few moments for mindfulness, you can create a sense of calm, clarity, and purpose that carries you through whatever challenges or opportunities the day might bring. This routine doesn't have to be long or complicated. It can be as simple as a few deep breaths, a moment of gratitude, or setting an intention for the day. Here are some practical steps to help you cultivate a mindful morning routine. Start your day by waking up gently and with intention. Instead of reaching for your phone right away, take a moment to notice your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and connect with the present moment. This simple act of waking up with awareness can help you start your day on a calm and centered note. Before getting out of bed, take a moment to reflect on something you're grateful for. It could be something simple like the comfort of your bed, the warmth of the sun, or the opportunity to start a new day. Practicing gratitude first thing in the morning can help you begin your day with a positive mindset. And as you start your morning routine, take a moment to set an intention for the day. My preferred method for setting intentions is to frame them as a question. How many more ways can I continue to intention even more? For example, how many more ways can I continue to approach my tasks with calm and focus even more? Write this intention down in your phone and check it throughout the day to keep it in your mind. And then you can incorporate some form of mindful movement into your routine, whether it's stretching, yoga, or even a mindful walk. As you move, focus on the sensations in your body, your breath, and the present moment. Mindful movement can help you wake up your body and your mind, and prepare you for the day ahead. And then if you have breakfast in the morning, try to eat it mindfully. Take the time to notice the colors, the textures, and the flavors of your food. Eat slowly, savoring each bite, and pay attention to how the food nourishes your body. This practice can help you start your day with a sense of mindfulness and gratitude for the nourishment that you're receiving. To illustrate the importance of starting your day with mindfulness, not getting lost in distractions, I want to share a Buddhist parable known as the Parable of the Poisoned Arrow. In this story, a man is shot with a poisoned arrow. His friends and family rush to find a doctor, but the man refuses treatment until he knows who shot the arrow, what their caste and profession were, what type of bow was used, what kind of feathers were on the arrow, many other unnecessary details. While the man insists on getting all this information, the poison is spreading throughout his body, and he eventually dies before receiving the treatment he needed. The lesson here is that we often waste time and energy on distractions or questions that don't really matter, instead of focusing on what's truly important in the moment. In the context of your morning routine, this parable reminds you to focus on the present and on starting the day in a way that sets a positive tone, rather than getting caught up in distractions that can derail our day before it even begins. This reminds me as well of something I heard on comedian Mike Kaplan's podcast, Broccoli and Ice Cream, where he was asking a guest if they meditated. And they said, no, I always mean to start a meditation practice, but I always think, I'll meditate after I do this or after I do that. And Mike replied to him, no, meditate before that. And that always sticks in my mind whenever I wake up in the morning and think, I'll just do this, I'll just do that. I hear Mike saying in my mind, no, meditate before that. And if you're new to meditation, I have said this in previous episodes, just make it, don't try to jump into doing 20 minutes or an hour of meditation. just set a new habit by making it 1 minute. So especially, you know, people are really busy and say, I don't have time to meditate. 1 minute. When you wake up, you can take 1 minute to just focus on your breathing. And whenever any distractions come to mind, which they will, just set your mind back on your breathing. That's all meditation is. And people often think, oh, I can't meditate because I can't clear my mind. That's not what mindfulness meditation isn't about clearing your mind. It's about noticing when you get distracted and putting your attention back on your breath. So I would ask if you said, I get too distracted to meditate. I would say, do you ever notice that you've become distracted? Well, yeah, that's why I'm telling you that I get too distracted. Okay, well then you can meditate. Noticing that you got distracted and putting your attention back on your breath or whatever it is that you're focusing on. That's what meditation is. You're succeeding by noticing that you've become distracted. No matter how many times you become distracted, that's exactly what we're working on, is noticing that we're distracted, letting the distraction go, and coming back to our breath. You can listen to other episodes about meditation, though. Now that we've explored some ideas, I encourage you to think about how you can create your own mindful morning routine. Remember, this is a personal practice. What works for one person might not work for another. What works for me might not work for you. The key is to find what resonates with you and helps you start your day with a sense of mindfulness and intention. Maybe it's a few minutes of meditation, a gratitude practice, or a mindful cup of tea. Whatever it is, make it a priority and notice how it impacts your day. Over time, you'll likely find that your mindful morning routine becomes something you look forward to, a peaceful and grounding way to start your day. So thank you for joining me on this episode of It's Now Again. I hope you found some inspiration to start your day with mindfulness and presence. Remember, a mindful morning routine can be simple yet powerful, setting the tone for a more peaceful, intentional, and fulfilling day. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together and tailor the practice to your unique needs. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.